This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day from Juz' Amma, and we're at chapter 98 of the Quran, Surah Al-Bayyinah, the clear evidence. It's such a powerful surah. Al-Imam Al-Razi and many of the other commentators say that the first four verses of the surah are some of the greatest verses revealed in the Quran, and very difficult to get their complete message across. But in the 10 minutes that we have, I want to speak about the main broad theme. First, that Allah has a purpose behind sending the prophets, which is to deliver the divine scripture, and they are the evidence that Allah uses against humanity and for humanity. Number two, that mankind needs this divine guidance for them to attain a place of happiness in this life and in the next life. Number three is that there is a reward for those who choose to follow the guidance. And there is, number four, a punishment and a recompense and an accounting for those who willfully go against it and choose, after knowing its trueness, to follow a path other than it. Allah says in the beginning of the verse, لَمْ يَكُنْ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ It's a powerful, powerful verse. Those who disbelieve from amongst the people of the scripture, meaning not all of them, will disbelieve. For those who will choose disbelief from amongst the Jews and the Christians, the people of the scripture, وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, and those who are polytheists, meaning those who have completely turned away from God, pagans, idolaters, those who disbelieve in the oneness of God, those who have chosen to make others equal to Him or share Him with, make a share of Him, they were never going to leave their disbelief. They were never going to come to truth until there came to them clear evidence. Now, this is a very powerful theological moment. It's important for you to know that truth is not just self-evident. You're not just going to think it up on your own. It has to be something that is predicated on a system that is taught and received and followed. And therefore, the persona of those who were sent to humanity by God through the messengership that they were governed with is an important faculty and part of faith. And therefore, the answer, who is this bayina? What is this clear evidence? Where is it that comes that separates trueness of faith from not Rasulun min Allah? It is the messenger of God who is sent. A messenger of God, sent from God, يَتْلُو صُحُفًا مُطَحَرًا, who recites upon you passages and sections and pages of a purified reading. صُحُفًا مُطَحَرًا. It's pure in its message. It's unadulterated. Hasn't been perverted by him. He hasn't added or taken out. And it's something that was pure in its descent, pure in its dissemination, and will give you purity in its practice. فيها كُتُبٌ قَيِّمًا. In it, in this recital, in this process of receiving this scripture, in its practice, you will find the straight, upright laws and path of life sent unto you by God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This is the straight path that I have sent unto humanity. Follow it. What is this straight path? Who is it? It is in the persona of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets who came before him. So therefore, when you want to come to know God, it's not just by your mind, but it's what was modeled for you and what has come to you in the modeling and in the behavior of those who came carrying the message of God. And therefore, Allah says, أَنزَلْنَا الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. I've revealed the scripture, al-kitab, wal-hikmah. And next to it, equal to it, powerful with it, is the wisdom of its application, how to put it into practice, which is the totality of the life and modality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. Look at this next verse. Allah now doesn't speak about the polytheists. He doesn't speak about the mushrikeen. He says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. The people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, differed not until there came to them this clear evidence in the persona of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what was ever was revealed to him. Meaning that those who understood the trueness of the message of the Prophet ﷺ, those who recognized what was in their scripture, in his word, in what he was given by Allah, in his behavior, they came to truth and they separated from it. And they wouldn't have separated from them had it not come. In the same way, those who disbanded from the truth, those who kept in their arrogance and in their pridefulness to say we're not going to accept him, even though they recognize him as they recognize their own children, their own back of their own hand, then they are the ones who will be held accountable. جاءتهم البينة, because the evidence was sent to them, the clear evidence was delivered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues verse number 5. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were commanded to do nothing more. Humanity, the people of the scripture, everyone, was only ordered that they should worship Allah. يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. To worship, submit themselves to God in a way that they don't submit themselves to other than Him. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. With sincerity and abstaining from ascribing any partner to Him. Any legitimacy to other than him. And therefore Muhammad ﷺ, when he came, he didn't call to himself. He said, أنا عبد الله ورسوله. I'm just a worshipping slave of God and his messenger. I'm only here to deliver. وما عليك إلا البلاغ. Your only mission is to deliver and convey the message. مخلصين له الدين. Ascribe everything in your totality of life towards him. حنفاء, with purity. إخلاص, to be حنيف and to be عبادة. All of it means the same thing, but Allah breaks it up to show you the importance of relying only on Allah, choosing only in Allah, putting your trust and your faith only in Allah. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةُ. Then Allah speaks of two of the main acts of worship, to establish the prayer, which show you the importance of salah. And there's no faith without salah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i uses this ayah, Al-Imam al-Zuhri and many others, they use this verse, rahmatullahi alayhim, as an indication that al-a'mal min jins al-iman, that actions of faithfulness are demonstrations of trueness of faith. That you can't claim faith if you don't have action. You can't say, I believe in God, and say, I will never pray. It's an oxymoron. يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. It's a link between you and Allah. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And to give their charity and to sustain the needs of others around them. And therefore, between you and Allah is an obligation, but between you and society and those who live amongst you is an obligation. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. That is the trueness. That is the right way of life. That is the true path of faithfulness in believing in Allah. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who will commit to disbelief and those who have chosen to disbelieve in the trueness of faith, as is evidenced in the lifestyle of Muhammad ﷺ, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, from amongst the people of the book, وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, and those who are willing to come to a path of faith, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, pagans, idolaters, the evildoers, fi nar jahannam. Their end will be that they eventually enter into the lake of fire, abide into the fire of hell. Khalidina fiha, they'll reside in it as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. Ulaika hum sharrul bariyah. They are the worst of creation. The worst of creation is the one who recognizes truth, understands it, reconciles it, agrees with it, and then does opposite to it, and then recants it, and pushes away from it because of their lowly desires, because of what they have made the world to be their God. Their desire becomes their deity. They choose what they are going to do and how they will live, and according on the whims of their heart, not on the scripture that they have recognized in truth. On the opposite hand, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those from the Jews and the Christians, from the polytheists who come into faith, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who believe and work righteous deeds, and therefore iman and action are always linked together. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the best of creation. The one who wasn't in understanding God and comes to understand Him and then submits. The one who chooses willfully, intentionally, voluntarily to commit themselves to a path of faith are the best of the creation of God. Jaza'uhum, their reward. Jannat, jaza'uhum inda rabbihim. Their reward is kept with their Lord. Their reward is kept with Allah. Inda rabbihim. Jannatu adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. It'll be in the form of, one of the forms of it, that it'll be gardens of paradise. Min tahtiha al-anhar, with rivers flowing and comfort that they will be given. Khalidina fiha abada, reclining in its comfort forever therein. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, radiyallahu anhum. They will be, this is because of consequence of Allah being pleased with them. Waradu an. And therefore, whenever Allah seeks you, then you will seek Him. And this is really important. People used to ask the righteous in the past, they would say, am I forgiven if I ask? And the question is, you're forgiven if Allah seeks for you to ask for forgiveness. So therefore, the moment you ask for repentance, it's not because you're smart enough to ask, it's because you have been brought in a place for Allah to seek you and love you enough for you to ask Him for His forgiveness. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah loved you and is content with you, so he made you content with him. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّهِ. This is because you had a cognizance and a fear of your Lord. There's a difference between fear and khashya, khawf and khashya. Khashya is that it's an awareness that is not just emotional, but intellectual. You know why you should be conscious of God, not just to be afraid irrationally. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, the 98th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Bayyinah.